1-1 pitch. Hard hit ball out to left field, down for a base hit, and coming home to score, Francisco Lindor. Bichette got a cutter that he was able to barrel out to left field. And that one hop to Dubon, Mets have the early 1-0 lead. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball up the middle, base hit into center field. Baldwin scores. Here comes Ozzie Albies. Braves take the lead. Michael Harris means business, and it's 2-1 Braves here in the first. 1-0 to Dubon, and a bullet up the middle, base hit. Here comes Harris. He will score. 3-1 Braves in the bottom of the first inning. 3-2, and a high towering fly ball to deep center. Michael Harris drifting. He goes to the track. He goes to the wall. That is gone. A.J. Ewing, who is only hitting .190 versus lefties, takes Martin Perez deep. His fifth homer of the year, and it's now a 3-2 Braves lead in the top of the second. 1-1 smashed into left field. That'll at least tie the game. In to score, Torrens. Beatty gets a stop sign at third base. Throw goes to the plate, and with that, Lindor all the way down to second. 2-2 pitch, and Soto ropes one into right center field in for a base hit. In to score, Beatty. Also being waved, Lindor. Throw goes to second base. Two RBI single by Soto. It's 5-3 Mets, as Perez has not been able to record an out yet in the second inning. 1-2 to fly ball to deep left. Dubon drifting back. He's looking up. That's way over his head, way over the wall, and a homer by Tyrone Taylor. That was crushed by Taylor. He hit a homer last night, and he belts one here in the ninth, and it's 6-3 Mets. Right-on-right matchup. 0-1, and he squares it up. Deep center field, sprinting back with urgency. Harris to the wall. It's off the padded wall on the fly and bounding back into play. Hitting third base and holding now Soto. It'll be a double out of Bo Bichette. They tack on two more runs, three runs across of the inning, and it's 8-3 Mets in the ninth. 1-1 lifted out towards left center field, and that's down for a base hit. This will drive in two more runs, make it 10-3 Mets on the two RBI single by Jared Young. Pick off to first. There's nobody there, and he sends it over to the sidewall. Dubon will score. Down to second base, Dominic Smith. Brazoban fires to first base, and Young wasn't even holding Smith. And that just whizzed right between the two of them. Sacks packed full of Braves. First pitch and a fly ball to deep left. Taylor going to go back. Taylor goes to the wall. That thing is out of here! It's gone! Now some confusion. That went over the wall. The runners didn't know what happened. They all froze.
And Eli White nearly passed Drake going back to first base. Luckily, Baldwin threw on the brakes. And then Eli hung a U-turn. And Eli's touching the plate now. And Drake will trot home. It was just, I thought it went off of Taylor's glove as he tried to reach over the wall in left field right at the 375 sign.
So it's now a 10-8 game after the grand slam by Baldwin. 1-2 pitch. Harris bounced it to the right side, gloving at first base. Young throws to the bag, and not in time! Not in time! The game continues. Olsen scores. Winning run will come to the plate. Young was giving ground. He gloved it, and by the time he sent it to Williams, it's like he was reaching for the bag, Tom, but couldn't find it.
And it's not that Williams was being casual. It's just that Michael Harris was going full throttle, and Williams had to look down to try and find the bag. And Money Mike beat him by an eighth of a step.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. He swings and misses for strike three. That is a bummer. They were that close. Scored six runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, had the winning run at second, and the Mets hold on and win a wild one by a final score of 10-9.